Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Okay. Sounds like I hear Mom, Auntie Janet.
Yes.
And Sister Shirley.
Yes.
You're welcome. And I have someone whose phone number ends in 9257.
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Oh, hello, Stacy.
Hello.
Okay, and we have Hubert.
Shalom, shalom.
All righty. Okay. And myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone. Loretta will not be joining us tonight. She's traveling back home, so in the end, we will definitely say some traveling mercies for her. Just had another caller join, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Welcome. All righty. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bless the line, and we can go ahead and get started with our program. And then if we have more callers, I will announce them after they bless another line. If you'll please bow your head. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers today. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Some background noise. Okay. Oh, Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit. Help us to actively listen to your word. Give our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moment we spend together today. And, Father God, there are more than three gathered here today in your name. We thank you for being in the midst in our presence. Therefore, we know that anything we ask for in prayer, we believe we shall receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and get started. And Hubert, would you like to be the first to start us off this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming from James 2, verse 5 to verse 13. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. It is not the rich who are exploiting you, and they are not the ones who are dragging you into court. Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him of whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in the scriptures, love your neighbors as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, your sin and are convicted by the laws as lawbreakers. But for whosoever keeps the law and yet stumble at just one point is guilty of breaking them all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Many triumph over judgment. May the Lord add the blessing, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. All righty. Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Yes, I would like to share from Great Prayers of the Bible. May this cup be taken from me. Matthew 26:39-42. My Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me. Mm-hmm. Yet not as I will, but as you will. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. It says that Jesus knew what lie ahead for him in the coming hours. Betrayal, mockery, beating, whipping, and ultimately crucifixion. Nonetheless, for the sake of our salvation, he bowed to his Father's will over his own life, and he suffered all these terrible cruelties because of his deep and abiding love for each of us. Lord God, let your will be done. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for
that
reading. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Thank the Lord.
Auntie Carrie, would you like to share any words with us this evening?
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay.
Bless the Lord.
Okay. All righty. Stacy, how about you?
Yes, I'm going to be reading from my Grace for the Moment book. Dear God, the pain is so great and unbearable that I feel as tough though another moment of it will tear me apart. Please rescue me from this pain. Touch my body and heal me. Hear me, please, for only you have the power to deliver me from my affliction. Have mercy on me, I cry out to you, day and night, and I will turn to no one but you for your precious grace. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Miss Stacy. Okay, we had another caller join, Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm good on listening.
Okay, welcome.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Romans 15, starting at the 14th verse, and it said Paul the minister to the Gentiles. I myself am conviction, my brother, that you yourself are full of goodness. Completed in knowledge and complete to instruction one another. I have written you quite boldly on some point as if to remind you of these again because of the grace that God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with the priceless duty of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentile might become an offering accepted to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done, by the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Spirit, so from Jerusalem all the way around to Israel, I will fully proclaim the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation, rather as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. Amen.
Manny, thank you for that reading, Mother.
Okay, yeah. And Greta wants me to read Romans 5, one verse for her.
Oh, okay.
That peace and joy, chapter 5 in Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. Amen.
Christ our Lord.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that, Mother, for Loretta. Okay. We'll go ahead and move on into our agenda around the sick and shut in. I'm going to just say some prayers for healings, but first I would like for each of you to think about those you care about that are suffering, either physically, mentally, or spiritually, and include those that we normally have on our list that Loretta reads to us, I do not have, but let's go ahead and come to God in prayer for healing. Miracles of healing are not of the old, as some confess. Why? Because God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do, you will do. You shall do even greater works than me. This is according to John 14:12. It does take faith, though, faith of a mustard seed. So it is suggested that you confess God's word with authority over your body 2 times a day. It will increase your faith. God's words will not return to him void. We are to return his words to him by giving it voice. And according to Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effects, useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing in which I sent it. Again, Isaiah 55:11. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said the Lord, and I will heal him. This is according to Isaiah 57:19. So in prayer, Heavenly Father, we ask you to remove from us any hurts, any turmoil, any pain, trauma, shock, and any anguish that are deep within our soul, that have been created at any time in our lives that need to be removed. Heavenly Father, we ask you to loose into each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. Heavenly Father, we ask you to camp your angels around us, our home, and guard us and protect us, and to destroy any evil spirits, demonic spirits, strong men of messengers of Satan, witchcraft or curse that can come against us or against our home. Heavenly Father, just fill us up with your Holy Ghost anointing and power, as well as your presence. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ready. We're going to acknowledge birthdays for October 16th through October the 22nd. Anybody would like to share birthdays? Everybody's so quiet. We got Auntie Dot birthday on the 21st. We have Tony on the 18th. And we have Gary. We had Gary yesterday on the 15th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We had Monica on the 17th and Ira on the 17th.
Gary was yesterday. You didn't even mention. I forgot.
Okay, are there any other birthdays? Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. Well, Stacy, would you like to sing happy birthday to all?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God children. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy
Amen.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Alrighty.
Okay. Alrighty. So now we're time to move on into our agenda around testimonies. If you want to say a poem or you have a praise report or sing a song. If not, just say pass when I call your name. I'd like to start off with Mom, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I'm gonna come off with Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Blessed His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sit in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, Auntie Carrie?
I'm just listening tonight.
Okay, okay. I know Auntie Dot that she was listening. Miss Stacy, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Yes, I'm still reading from my Grace for the Moment book.
Okay.
Lord bless all those today in healing of any kind, whether it be physical, emotional, or mental. Bless them with your merciful grace and internal love. Let each be expressed in and the realm of your spirit. There is only perfection, wholeness, and joy. Amen.
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 Yeah, thank you for that reading, Stacy. Okay, now Sister Shirley, would you like to share anything else with us this evening?
I'm just listening tonight also.
Okay, all righty. Hubert?
Yes, I'll be coming to you all out of the Book of Psalms. It'll be Psalm 16, verse 4. through 25. As for the deeds of men, by the words of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violence. My steps have held to your path. My feet have not slipped it. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, and who saved, and you who saved by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assails me, from my mortal enemies who surrounds me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a great lion crunching in cover. Rise, O Lord, comfort them. Bring them down. Rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand, save me from such men, from men of this world whose reward is in this life. You still the hunger of the cherished, those you cherish. Their soul, their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, I will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Amen.
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 Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Okay, Auntie Janet, you have any additional news you'd like to share with us?
I would like to share the poem, I Refuse to be Discouraged. I think I've shared it before, but I'd like to share it again. I refuse to be discouraged, to be sad or to cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's the reason why. I have a God who's mighty, who's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I am on his team. He is all wise and powerful. Jesus is his name. Though everything is changeable, my God remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. He is my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me, to bring my head down low, I call upon my mighty God, and to his arms I go. When circumstances threaten to rob me of my life, he draws me close to his rest, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness take control, he gathers me in his arms. He smoothes my heart and soul. The great I am is with me. My life is in his hand. The Son of the Lord is my hope. It's in his strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm resting in his love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on his face. The battle is his. The victory is mine. He will help me win this race. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that sharing, Auntie Janet. Okay, so that pretty much concludes our call, but I would like to just open up if anyone has something else they would like to share.
Well,
somebody say something?
I thought to say continue to pray for Retta.
Traveling.
Going back home. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty, well, I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. In closing, let's take the Lord along with us everywhere we go. Let's trust in Him in spite of. And as we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, just keep the faith. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining. And hopefully we'll have our tag team back together next week. Oh, I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Loretta will
be
on the call.
Traveling on the road? You'll be traveling.
Yeah, Mom and I will be Yeah, we'll be traveling. We sure will. Mm-hmm. But we should be in a hotel by then, so maybe we'll still be there.
Oh, okay.
I don't drive in the dark. So I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna be done pulled over before it get dark. But again, traveling mercies for everyone in our family. I know. Mr. Gentle's children will be traveling this weekend, and I will be traveling on Wednesday. So hopefully, I get to see a few of you guys when I get to Atlanta. And then, of course, Mom and I, Hubert, will be traveling from Alabama to Phoenix, so we definitely going to need your guys' praises and prayers every day until we get here.
Yes.
Every
day we pray much for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All righty. Well, everyone have a blessed week, and again, we will talk with you next Sunday.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Night.